This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Melbourne Underground Film Festival director Richard Wollstonecroft has refused to step down following calls for his resignation for a homophobic rant about marriage equality. Wollstonecroft was widely condemned last year for calling the postal survey results announcement a horrible black day of infamy. Though he apologised for his comments around marriage equality and suggested he would resign at the time, Wollstonecroft recently backtracked, saying, "I can be as racist, homophobic, and psychopathic as I wish to be. I'm tired of political correctness." Australian conservative and anti-LGBTI campaigner Lyle Shelton has attacked the AFL for offering unisex and inclusive bathrooms at its Pride game, claiming that it puts women in danger. The event at Etihad Stadium on the weekend offered several unisex bathroom blocks and displayed signs welcoming trans and gender diverse people to use the bathroom of their choice. In a video post on Facebook, Shelton said that the dangerous LGBTI gender agenda marching through society, he sees as one of the consequences of marriage equality that he warned about. A Gold Coast gay club's new public ad signage has been deemed too raunchy by the Advertising Standards Watchdog. A member of the public complained about the MP's nightclub ad, which was placed in an arcade. The ad image showed a pair of women and a man wearing underwear and in provocative poses. Ad Standards has upheld the complaint, saying the ad was in a public place and could have been seen by anyone, including children. Tasmania's LGBTI community is mourning the death of former Mayor of Devonport, Mary Binks, who died last week in her home in Devonport, aged 84. One of the community's greatest allies and supporters, Binks was critical to establishing the LGBTI support and education organisation, Working It Out, which celebrates its 20th anniversary this year. She was horrified by the trauma experienced by young LGBTI people on Tasmania's northwest coast during the bitter debate on decriminalising homosexuality in the 1990s. Queensland has become the latest state to end the forced trans divorce requirement for people seeking to correct the gender marker on their birth certificate. The state's parliament passed an amendment to the Births, Deaths and Marriages Registrations Act on Wednesday, with only four state members, of the Katter Party and One Nation, voting against the reform. Following on from New South Wales last week and Victoria in May, Queensland becomes the fourth state to amend the law alongside one territory, the ACT. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Gay rugby club, the Sydney Convicts, have returned home with the silverware from their Bingham Cup win. The Convicts have now won the Gay Rugby World Championships five times after their grand final win in Amsterdam last week over the New York Gotham Knights 22-8. The Convicts B-side also won their second-tier shield while reigning champs the Melbourne Chargers and Brisbane Hustlers went down in their first-tier semis. The Convicts have also invited the Wallabies and Israel Folau to help them celebrate after Folau congratulated the side for their achievement. A gay couple have been attacked in Russia while visiting the World Cup. Frenchman O'Davrius suffered serious head injuries and required hospitalisation in the St. Petersburg attack, while he and his partner were both robbed of their money and phones. Police have arrested two suspects, Izmet Gaidarov and Rasul Magomedov, in connection with the attack for targeting the two French soccer fans after they caught a taxi. LGBT organisations and soccer fans have received anonymous threats leading up to the tournament, causing supporters to fear for their safety. And finally, a Russian LGBT activist has waved a rainbow flag at the opening World Cup game. The president of the Russian LGBT Sport Federation, Alexander Agapov, waved the flag in support of the struggling LGBT community every time the Russian team scored. In a bid to show their support, English fans displayed a Pride football banner when their side played Tunisia on Monday. Di Cunningham, organiser of Three Lions Pride and English LGBT soccer fan network, proudly unveiled the banner with the full support of the FA.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN. QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.